I worked at Disney World. Yes. Hello and welcome. Welcome to Input English. In this episode, I'm going to describe what it's like to work at Disney World. This happened many years ago. I had just completed my college years and had received a bachelor's degree in microbiology. But I had been accepted to do graduate studies at another university, and I had a little more than 2 months between college and graduate school. So that would be a great time to take a long vacation, wouldn't it? Sure, that'd be great, except I couldn't afford to do that. I didn't have the money to go on a long vacation. I needed a job. So I applied for a job at Disney World down in Orlando, and I got accepted. They explained that I was hired to be a Main Street floater. What's that? Well, I knew enough about Disney to know that Main Street USA, was a location in the park. Main Street USA was a road, a street, from the train station up to Cinderella's Castle with shops and storefronts on both sides of that street. I recalled that there was a trolley car on that street that people could ride. So I knew the location. Main Street, great. What's a floater? Well, a floater is somebody who works in the retail part of Disney and fills in if somebody is out sick, can't work. If there's a vacancy in the workforce, then the floater fills in. Main Street USA has a lot of shops, and they have certainly changed since I was there. But the big shop was called the Emporium. It was a large shop that had a lot of different kinds of merchandise. And of course, at Disney, that merchandise was going to be souvenirs, toys, things that people would take home to commemorate their visit to Disney World. Up the street, on the left side, going towards Cinderella's Castle, was the Magic Shop. On the right side, there were a couple of shops that we called the Tri-Shops. There were three small shops together that functioned as a unit, but each had its own little theme. We just called them the Tri-Shops. These were all retail outlets on Main Street. There were probably others. Those are the ones that come to mind. Those are the ones in which I worked. There was another place on Main Street that's a little different than those shops, and that is the stroller stand. It was in the train station near the entrance of the Magic Kingdom. In the train station, they had set up the stroller stand so that families could come, and if they needed a baby stroller, they could rent one. Or if grandma or grandpa or someone needed a wheelchair, you could rent a wheelchair. And we managed the strollers and the wheelchairs. They had a lot of them. They had a large storage area. And then these items, the wheelchairs and the strollers, would be deployed from storage as needed for the guests. Also, those strollers and wheelchairs needed to be brought back in, cleaned, and put into storage and made ready for the next day. When I started work at Disney World, the first thing they did was take me to wardrobe. Yes, we wore costumes. Now, for a Main Street floater, it was very simple. Dark blue pants, a light shirt, garters on the sleeves suggesting the fashion style of the early 1800s. I can't recall a tie, but I think there was a tie. I'm pretty sure there was a tie. We looked very clean cut and retro. That is, we looked like we were from a bygone era. The ladies had long skirts. They took us to wardrobe, determined our sizes, and made arrangements that we could get the clothing that we would wear at work. We didn't have to buy this clothing, no. They gave us a locker. So each day when you got to work, you would go to your locker, take out the costume that they had issued you, you put it on, you put your clothes in the locker, now you're ready for work. At the end of your shift, after having worked, you have a choice. You could trade these dirty clothes in for fresh ones, so they are ready for your next day of work, or you could put the dirty clothes in your locker and swap them when you come to work the next time. It was clever, if you had time, to switch the clothing before you went home. Once you were dressed in your costume, you would walk through the tunnel and go to the place you're going to work. After they took us to wardrobe and gave us our locker and our costumes, they took us to a classroom area and taught us how to run the cash registers. Now, back then, the cash registers were very simple. We had to make change, we had to avoid mistakes, and at the end of the day, the money needed to be counted up and put into a bag so that it could be deposited. The money belonged to Disney, not to us. Once we had finished our training, they took us to the shops where we're going to work, and the first couple of days, the supervisor put us with more experienced workers so that we could learn the ropes. When I say learn the ropes, that is we could learn how things work and get our questions answered so that we would be good at doing this job. After that, we were on our own, but not really. There was always someone we could pose a question to, sure. There were supervisors who were more experienced, so if something came up, you could ask them a question and they would help you solve it. We didn't encounter a lot of very complex problems. Some days I would work in the emporium. That could be on a cash register, or it could be putting stock out, putting new merchandise out for the visitors. One of my favorite places to work was the magic shop. The magic shop was a small shop. They sold lots of little things, so they had a cash register, and when I had to work there, it was very pleasant. But the magic shop had something interesting. They had a magician, and he was not too much older than me. He was a very clever fellow with a very funny sense of humor. He was good at what he did. He also did a little bit of retail sales, that is, he could go onto the cash register and sell something to a guest, but mostly he was there to entertain people by doing magic tricks. When we went on break or went to lunch, we went down into the tunnel and went to a cafeteria or break area, a lounge area, to rest and then plan on coming back to work after our break or after our meal. This was all backstage, underground, in the tunnels. As I recall, the trolley tracks and Main Street USA were directly above a large employee lounge where people would take their breaks. A lot of my work was at the stroller stand, and I enjoyed that a lot because of the nature of the work. We greeted a lot of people. The cleaning of the strollers and the stacking of them was not very difficult. Each evening, they would have a giant fireworks display, which was above the lake. And so the folks working in the stroller stand in the train station had a direct view of the firework display. So every night when I was working at the stroller stand, I had a perfect place to see fantastic fireworks. After the park would close each day, we had to go out into the theme park and gather up the strollers and wheelchairs that people had abandoned. There weren't huge numbers of them, but there were times that people had rented a stroller and they decided they no longer needed it. They were going to go home and they would just leave it in the theme park. So each night, several of us would fan out into the theme park and find all these strollers and hook them together and pull them back to the stroller stand so that we could fold them up, clean them, of course, fold them up and stack them so they're ready for the next day. This took quite a lot of time. I worked at Disney World that entire summer, and when it was time to go, I was ready to go. It was time for the next adventure, which was to start my graduate studies. I needed to move about 1,000 miles, get an apartment, and learn to work in a new environment as a graduate student. When you visit Disney World, if you look around, you will see doorways that are locked. Now, in the modern era now, in order to open that door, you would have a badge, and you would swipe the badge, and the door would open. Electronically controlled doorways. When I worked there, no, that wasn't the way it worked. Those doors were not locked, and there was no electronic key system. We didn't have badges with chips. So every now and then, some visitor would go through one of those doorways and wind up backstage and sometimes down in the tunnels. Security would find them and politely escort them out. Years after having worked at Disney, I found myself there as a visitor with my family. And it was very fun to walk around in the shops where I used to work and see the doors that I used to go through and know that below that shop there are tunnels and the magical world of the backstage of Disney, where all the work is done that allows Disney to function the way it does. So that's the end of this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I certainly enjoyed telling that story. I enjoyed working at Disney. It was a magical, fun time. I encourage comments below. Have you ever been to the Magic Kingdom in Orlando? I hope you join us in future videos. See you soon.